This is Dugarris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarris. This is flyer number 706, entitled The Masculist Targeting of the Boyfriends of Monoconscious Feminine Nazis. Description. This flyer presents ideas on how masculists can target the boyfriends of monoconscious feminists, motivating these men to dump their hypocritical monoconscious feminist girlfriends, to force these women to become bi-conscious. Monoconscious feminists can also be targeted directly, appealing to the self-interest of these women, claiming that by becoming bi-conscious, these women become nicer for men to be with. So these women will be more likely to keep their boyfriends, once nearly all men have become influenced by masculist and MGTOW ideas, who then don't tolerate monoconscious feminazi hypocrisy and bigotry in women, and dump them. Now flyer itself. The masculist targeting of the boyfriends of monoconscious feminazis. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarris. Email profhugodugarris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodugarris.wordpress.com. One of the most effective strategies that the masculists have to force monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious, in brackets that is, learn some masculism, is to target these feminists' boyfriends, converting these men to become bi-conscious by teaching them masculist ideas. So that these now bi-conscious masculists see the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends as hypocritical, bigoted, ignorant, and hence become disgusted with them and then dump them. When millions of monoconscious feminists have been dumped, and they then see their ex-boyfriends now creating new relationships with bi-conscious feminists, then that will motivate them powerfully to learn some masculist ideas themselves, thus making them a lot nicer to be with for men, since bi-conscious feminists are much less feminazi bitchy towards men than are monoconscious feminists. Bi-conscious feminists have had their monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, in brackets, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., cancelled, in capital letters, by their female masculine anger at women, for the ways that women oppress men. And far worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, for example, the big three that the masculists talk so much about, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that is, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, which is so serious that masculists have a hatred of gender criminal women who commit these horrible gender crimes against men. Women are much more herd animals than are men. Look at women's fashion to see women copying each other to a much greater extent than men do. So this female phenomenon helps explain why so many women are so feminazi bitchy today towards men. That is, they are simply copying what many other women are doing towards men. That is, treating men as toxic, as trash, as morally inferior, etc. This herd mentality of women can also be used to advantage by masculists, by converting large numbers of monoconscious feminists to bi-consciousness, and then watching how these former monoconscious feminists, now bi-conscious feminists, influence their female feminist friends to become bi-conscious too. So masculists can target not only the monoconscious male feminist boyfriends of monoconscious feminists, thus punishing these women in the most effective way possible, that is, denying them of men, as these women get dumped and hence be made manless and hence sexless, loveless, babyless, and spat at for their awful monoconscious hypocrisy, given the masculist belief that women oppress men far worse. So the rest of this flyer gives ideas on how bi-conscious masculists can force monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious, either by targeting their monoconscious male feminist boyfriends, or targeting their monoconscious feminist colleagues, who are more open to persuasion by maskless, to be converted to by consciousness. I begin with ideas on how maskless can target the monoconscious male feminist boyfriends of monoconscious feminists. I'd begin by setting up a black list, that is, a list of potential monoconscious feminists whom the maskless want converted to by consciousness, that is, forcing them, motivating them to learn maskless ideas so that they unlearn their feminazi bitchiness, realizing that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that women oppress men worse than vice versa, and that they will become a lot nicer towards men by becoming bi-conscious, so that they'll be more likely to hold on to their boyfriend once he becomes bi-conscious. So, which monoconscious feminists should be on that list? I think such a list will depend on the individual making it. That is, there'll be as many different lists as there are list makers. For example, take the case of an average maskless on campus, who is motivated to see a much higher degree of maskless knowledge amongst the women of his acquaintance, starting with his monoconscious feminist girlfriend. He can start working on her, telling her that he finds her feminist monoconsciousness hypocritical, given his maskless belief that women oppress men far worse with the big three mentioned above. He could threaten her, quote, "If you don't become bi-conscious by learning how much worse women oppress men than vice versa, then I may become so disgusted with you that I dump you. So I suggest you learn about women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering and the like, and become conscious how much worse these gender crimes are that women commit against men than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women. If you don't convert yourself to bi-consciousness, I'll see you as an MFB, that's monoconscious feminazi bigot. I'll stop being nice to you. I'll start fucking some other biconscious feminist. And if my contempt for you grows enough, I'll just dump your ass." End quote. Once maskless and MGTOWs, that's men going their own way, that is, men who refuse to marry and have kids due to the toxicity of divorce for men, due to the feminists having taken over the divorce courts in the 70s, close brackets, are numerous enough, this enormous collective pressure on women to become bi-conscious will be very effective, converting millions of young women to bi-consciousness, or they will pay a very heavy price of not having a man in their lives, and thus suffering the awful consequences of being manless, that is, no love, no sex, no baby, no respect, no male companionship, etc., and forced to lead a manless, miserable life, rotting on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death,